Hey guys, today I will be reading another one of me and my cousin's books. If you haven't checked out my cousin's podcast, check out Little Life Lessons. It is great. It also has our books in here. So I will be reading Mystery at Midnight. Alright, so hope you guys enjoy. Alright guys, so let's get started. Chapter 1. Did you hear that? Kaya asked right when the clock struck midnight. The previous week, Kaya and her family moved into a new house in Clactonville. Natalia moved in with Kaya. Ugh, Kaya said while picking up a bunch of boxes. My arms hurt so bad. Wow, this is an amazing place, though, Natalia said. I really don't know how my mom and dad could afford this. Okay, girls, keep moving so that we can have a fun night, Kaya's mom, Barbara, said. Okay, fine, Kaya said while grunting. Aye, aye, Captain, Natalia said it's a joke. 3 hours and 2 minutes later, they got most of it in. Okay, well, that's most of it, Kaya said cheerfully. Now we can relax for a little bit. But are we going to sleep tonight? That's debatable, Natalia said. 13 minutes later, they finally got the TV set up. Alrighty, we got the TV set up. What should we watch? Natalia said. I don't really care, so you pick, Kaya said while grabbing the TV remote. Okay, how about a horror movie? They picked a movie called The Clown. 2 hours and 19 minutes later, the movie was done. Well, that was an interesting movie, Kaya said, kind of creeped out. Yeah. At 11:59 p.m., Kaya and Natalia were talking till they heard the bell tower. At first, they didn't really care because they thought it was normal. At this point, the TV was still on, and suddenly a news report said that the bell tower hadn't rung in 50 or more years. And it was also said that it couldn't be rung, it was only rung by a string located on the tippity top of the bell tower, and no one had been up there for 50 or more years. The next day, they decorated Kaya's room, which had a big walk-in closet, a bathroom, and a big, and when I mean big bed. Well, this is going to take a long time, Natalia said. Tell me about it. I don't know if we're going to make it. Me neither. We might be here all night. 9 hours and 37 minutes later, they finally finished the bedroom. Okay, well, we got most of it done, Kaya said, so let's go get some ice cream from the local ice cream shop. Great idea. Mom, we are going to the ice cream shop. Okay, have fun, Barbara said. On the TV, they noticed that the criminals, Raquel and Rachel, got out early due to good behavior and are coming to Clactonville to do community service. Oh, whoa, 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 wait. Why here? Why now? This is the worst luck, Kaya complains. Well, yep, this is our luck if anything, Natalia said. It sure is, and, well, we might even have to say hi to them, Kaya said, disgustingly. Really? Natalia yelled. Girls, what is the problem? Barbara asked. At Kesia's ice cream place, they got to Kesia's ice cream place, and guess who was there? Raquel and Rachel. They were helping them clean up the ice cream cones and keeping things organized. Can I have a cookies and cream double scoop in a bowl, please? Natalia asked. I will have a double mint, double chocolate tip, double scoop in a large bowl, please, Kaya asked while Natalia looked at her like she was crazy. Girl, do you want to get food poisoning? Natalia said judgmentally. No, Kaya said. Meanwhile, Raquel and Rachel were planning to have a food fight with Kaya and Natalia, but they kind of forgot that they would get in trouble and have to work at the clock tower. Alright, I'm going to take a little break here before chapter... Alright, now I'm going to start chapter 2. Oh, wait, is that Raquel and Rachel? Kaya said while pointing at them. No, it's me, Natalia said sarcastically. Of course it's them! Didn't your mama ever tell you not to point at people? Rachel said while walking towards them. Oh, it's you, Kaya said unenthusiastically. Yeah, it's us, said Raquel. You're butting into the conversation again, Natalia said, looking at Raquel. You're done, Natalia said. We know. We do it on purpose, Rachel said. You monster, said Natalia. Well, anyways, gotta go, said Raquel. Bye-bye, Kaya said unenthusiastically and very dramatically. Oops, Raquel and Rachel said sarcastically as they spilled ice cream on on Kaya and Natalia's brand new shoes. Oh, you did not just do that, Natalia said, ready to punch someone in the face. Oh, yes, she did, Kaya said, getting her fist ready. Food fight, the four of them yelled. 2 minutes and 3 seconds later, the boss at Casey's ice cream place, Kesia, came out and yelled at them, especially Raquel and Rachel. When they got home, Kaya's mom asked what happened, and they just said they did not want to talk about it and went to bed. Meanwhile, Raquel and Rachel were getting scolded from their boss. Why would you even do this? You two are in big trouble. You will have to work at the clock tower. No, they said at the same time. We can't work at the clock tower. It is so creepy. Oh my gosh. Well, too bad, Kesia said. She slammed the door that led to her office and suddenly they heard the bell ring again. The next day, Raquel and Rachel started their first day on the bell tower job. They did not like this job at all. Why me? Why me? Rachel said. I don't know, because we are stupid, Raquel said. Raquel noticed a little beam of light on the chair in the corner. She tapped Rachel and they stood in shock. How are you ladies doing up there? The worker said, but they didn't respond. Meanwhile, Kyle and Natalia finished moving into the house and wondered what Raquel and Rachel were doing, so they discussed going over there, so they did, and guess who was there? The authorities. Why would they have been there? They found out that Raquel and Rachel escaped. Why would they escape? Asked Natalia. That's not like them. They know we will find them, unless... Oh no. I think they have a triplet, Natalia said. Whoa, 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 wait. There's more of them? Kaya asked. Their boss. She looked a lot like them, Natalia said. You ain't wrong, Kaya said. This could be dangerous, Natalia said. I have a suspicion that she is up to no good and that Raquel and Rachel are in serious danger. Wait, no, I'm starting to like them, Kaya said. Really, girl, you were just about to kill them yesterday. Yeah, but I forgave them. It was all just so much fun. You're right, but still, they are evil. Meanwhile, Raquel and Rachel woke up in a mysterious place. Where are we? Raquel asked. I don't know, but it's probably not good, Rachel said. Well, well, well. Little did they know it was their boss from the Ross. Which stands for Russian Organization of Secret Spies. They didn't know who it was or who this was and didn't bother to ask their name. Suddenly the bell rang again for the fourth time. It startled them and then the person came out of the dark and said, I've been expecting you. The girl started running to the doors to the stairs, but as soon as they got 8.34 inches away from the door, it slammed shut. They couldn't get out. They were locked in, but they had their suspicions on who it was. And then, out of nowhere, the hatch opened and the voice said, you can't get out, whether you like it or not. You're trapped, and you can't get out. Wait, sis, what is this for? Both Raquel and Rachel said. It's because you two got into trouble at the Ross. And it had to shut down, and all of them got captured except for me, she said. Oh, come on, Rochelle, Rachel said. We're your triplets. Would you really do this to us? Raquel said. Yes, she would, Natalia said while knocking Rochelle out. Wow, you guys actually came to save us? Raquel said. I mean, why would you? You guys hate us, Rachel said. Yes, but isn't it kind of like our job? Kite asked. Well, I suppose, Raquel said while thinking. Well, are you guys going to help us or what? Rachel said. I don't think so, Rochelle said, standing up. I have worked too hard just to fall down and not get back up again. Do you really want to go right now? Natalia said, getting her fist ready. I do. Let's get her, Kaya said. 5 minutes later, Natalia and Kaya had Rochelle pinned. Nice try, Rochelle, said Natalia. Hey, can you get us out of here? Raquel said, and Raquel and Rachel said at the same time. We're coming, we're coming, Kaya said unenthusiastically. Good, because I'm starving here, Raquel said. As soon as they got Raquel and Rachel out of there, they handcuffed them and make sure that they wouldn't hurt them and stuck Rochelle in the cave and that they had gotten Raquel and Rachel out of. You won't get away with this, Rochelle said. By the looks of it, we already have, Kaya said. So nan and a boo-boo on you, Rachel said. I want to start talking. You two are in a lot of trouble, Natalia said. Now I will be reading chapter 3. Let's get started. 10 minutes later, the police finally took them to their cells. Suddenly, Rochelle said, can we get ice cream first? It's my favorite. Sure, the policeman said. And off they went to Keisha's ice cream place. They walked over and started to order. Then Raquel asked, Rachel, what do you want to eat? She noticed that Rochelle was not there. Rachel? Rachel? Where are you? To be continued. All right, thank you guys so much for listening to this book. I will be coming out with the next book next week.